Grace and peace to you in the name of the beloved, the lover, and the love between them. It was just a few years ago when I came across the First Samuel reading that Jeannie read today and realized or truly heard something for the first time. With all the references to the Israelite and Hebraic history with kings, and with the many later ties of Jesus to kingship, a king was actually something that Israel, as the story goes, wanted. It was not something divinely ordained. It was not something God wanted for Israel. Israel wanted a king because other nations had kings, and Israel felt they had only their God. An interpretation of this conflict of interest between God and Israel may be a petty God. Many people have interpreted God as jealous of other claims to authority. But another interpretation is that this is an important divine critique leveled against the destructive tendencies of total human authority. And indeed, this is what Samuel warns his people of. The king, Samuel says, will appoint for himself commanders of thousands and commanders of fifties, and some to plow his ground and to reap his harvest and to make his implements of war and the equipments of his chariots. He will take the best of your fields and vineyards and olive orchards and give them to his courtiers. And so on, Samuel says, as he predicts this about human authority. I don't think it is hard to see such authority alive in the world today. Money and power are increasingly consolidated into the hands of fewer and fewer people, and our lives may indeed be truly less and less our own. It seems whatever alternative to authority God wants for God's people, it is distinctly different than this. A strong poetic voice against such human power and greed for the past 4 or 5 decades has been the farmer poet Wendell Berry, whose work I know I pull from often. And I'm going to read his infamous poem, Manifesto, Mad Farmer Liberation Front. It's a bit lengthy. I don't read all of it, but hang in there. There's some good stuff in there, I think. So here is his manifesto. Love the quick profit, the annual raise, vacation with pay. Want more of everything ready-made. Be afraid to know your neighbors and die. And you will have a window in your head. Not even your future will be a mystery anymore. Your mind will be punched in a card and shut away in a little drawer. When they want you to buy something, they will call you or email you. When they want you to die for profit, they will let you know. So friends, every day do something that won't compute. Love the Lord. Love the world. Work for nothing. Take all that you have and be poor. Love somebody who does not deserve it. Give your approval to all you cannot understand. Praise ignorance, for what man has not encountered, he has not destroyed. Ask the questions that have no answers. Invest in the millennium. Plant sequoias. Say that your main crop is the forest that you did not plant, that you will not live to harvest. Say that the leaves are harvested when they have rotted into the mold. Call that profit. Prophesy such returns. Put your faith in the 2 inches of hummus that will build under the trees every 1,000 years. Expect the end of the world and laugh. Laughter is immeasurable. Be joyful though you have considered all the facts. Go with your love to the fields. Lie easy in the shade. Rest your head in her lap. Swear allegiance to what is nighest your thoughts. And as soon as the generals and the politicos can predict the motions of your mind, lose it. Leave it as a sign to mark the false trail, the way you didn't go. Be like the fox who makes more tracks than necessary, and some even in the wrong direction. Practice resurrection. And that's Barry's poem. In our Book of Faith Bible study, we are currently reading one of the Gnostic Gospels, or those collection of writings that were, for different reasons, some good reasons and some bad reasons, left out of what became the second half of the Bible. Gnosticism tended toward one's personal spiritual experience, the human experience of revelation, perhaps, a belief that the spiritual was still at work in the lives of the faithful. Part of its suppression, though not the whole of it, was that these revelations were difficult to control. At a time when some Christian leaders were trying to pull the persecuted community together under a common or shared belief, these individual revelations were experienced as fracturing and frustrating. The response was hardened lines around what became orthodoxy, which was then used by great authorities under Emperor Constantine to further delineate right belief from wrong belief. And lost along the way is that God indeed is still speaking, and quite often not among the institutions of power. To be sure, individual revelation can be dangerous. Much violence has been enacted by some who hear God speaking directly to them. And this, it seems to me, is where the long history of Christian community and ancient scriptural wisdom, not Christian authority and power, comes into play. Also, individual revelation in an individualistic culture can often also be isolating and at times misleading. Perhaps many of us during this pandemic have experienced the results of living in siloed pockets of our own news and other media. And maybe these both are what Jesus tangentially mentions in today's gospel reading. We are accountable to one another. A house divided against itself cannot stand. The Spirit is still speaking, and we need each other for guidance and accountability. I don't think Barry is suggesting anarchy in his poem. There is a grace-abounding order to the world in his work. Absolute power and authority distract from this graced order and can get in the way of those things that make human life truly life-giving. Connection, laughter, wasted time, mystery, wonder, beauty, our own deep thoughts. And perhaps this is the lesson from Samuel as well. We have been made for much more than control and power. As Paul writes, yes, everything is for your sake, so that grace, as it extends to more and more people, may increase thanksgiving to the glory of God. Grace and gifts abound around us. We have been made for much more than control and power. And so maybe we need reminding. There is a fuller life that beckons. Perhaps this is the life and authority under the Spirit of grace. So friends, every day do something that won't compute. Love the Lord. Love the world. Work for nothing. Love somebody who does not deserve it. Give your approval to all you cannot understand. Praise ignorance, for what man has not encountered, he has not destroyed. Ask the questions that have no answers. Invest in the millennium. Plant sequoias. laugh. Laughter is immeasurable. Be joyful, though you have considered all the facts. Go with your love to the fields. Practice resurrection. Amen. Our hymn of the day is, "A Mighty Fortress Is Our God."